AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
All right, so today we're diving into a topic that I think is pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
And that is the use of drones in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically, we're going to be looking at this article called Drones Over Damascus: The Role of Tech in Middle Eastern Conflicts.
Right.
And I think it's really interesting because it's not just about, you know, like the cool military hardware and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how technology is actually like changing the way that wars are fought.
Absolutely.
And who holds the power in some of these like really complicated situations.
Yeah. You know, what's really striking to me is that we're seeing this huge shift away from like boots on the ground towards these unmanned systems.
Yeah.
And this article really dives into how that's playing out in Syria in particular.
Yeah, the whole like drones over Damascus thing.
Right.
That really caught my eye. Yeah. So tell me, what is it about using drones in this conflict that makes it so different?
Well, I mean, you have to consider the situation on the ground in Syria.
Yeah.
Right? It's incredibly volatile. Multiple factions, international interests, all kind of vying for control.
Right.
And drones offer a way for certain groups to exert force without putting their own soldiers at risk,
right?
Which is a major advantage in such a complex and dangerous environment.
So it's about minimizing risk.
Yeah.
But the article also talks about how drones are being used for like really targeted strikes.
Yeah.
Is that like more effective than just, you know, like a traditional airstrike?
Well, potentially, yes, because drones can loiter over an area for, you know, much longer periods.
Oh, wow.
Gathering intelligence.
Okay.
Waiting for the optimal moment to strike.
Yeah.
The article mentions a specific instance where a drone was used to eliminate a high-value target in Damascus.
Wow.
With minimal collateral damage.
Oh, wow.
Which is something that might have been much more difficult with a traditional airstrike.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a crazy example of how this technology is like...
It's a game changer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But what about the people who actually live in those areas?
Right.
I mean, can you imagine living under the constant like hum of drones overhead?
Yeah.
Knowing that they could strike at any moment.
That's a huge ethical concern.
Right.
You know, the article brings up the psychological impact on civilians who are living in these conflict zones.
Yeah.
There's a sense of constant fear and uncertainty.
Right.
And then there's the whole issue of accountability.
Yeah. Who's responsible?
Exactly. If a drone strike goes wrong, who's held responsible?
It's like we're moving into this era of like remote control warfare where the battlefield is happening on a screen.
Right.
You know, thousands of miles away. But the consequences are very real.
Absolutely.
For the people on the ground.
And that has major geopolitical ramifications.
Yeah.
You know, the article argues that drone technology is actually allowing smaller nations and even non-state actors to punch above their weight.
Wow.
It's changing the balance of power in the region.
Right.
Potentially creating new conflict dynamic.
Right. Yeah, it's not hard to imagine a future where this technology becomes even more widespread.
Right.
And I think that's kind of scary.
It is a little bit scary.
What happens then?
That's a crucial question.
Yeah.
You know, we need to be thinking now about how to prevent this technology from falling into the wrong hands.
Yeah.
Groups with malicious intent.
Right.
We need to develop international norms and legal frameworks to govern the use of drones.
Wow. So it sounds like this article is raising a lot of really important questions.
It really is.
But it doesn't necessarily have all the answers.
No, it does.
But it's highlighting the urgency of like figuring this stuff out.
Absolutely.
So if I'm like trying to sum all this up.
Yeah.
The big takeaway here is that drones are like a total game changer in modern warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in a place like Syria.
Right.
But they come with a whole host of ethical and geopolitical questions.
Oh, yeah.
That we're only just beginning to sort of like understand.
Yeah. And I think that's the key point that the article is trying to make. Yeah.
We need to be having these conversations now.
Yeah.
Because the decisions that we make about drone technology today
yeah.
will have far-reaching consequences wow. for the future of warfare and global security.
That is a very sobering thought.
It is.
And for you listening out there, as drone technology continues to evolve, think about this.
Mm-hmm.
What role should international cooperation play in establishing, like, ethical guidelines?
Right.
And preventing the misuse of this incredibly powerful technology?
Yeah.
It's something to really keep in mind as this stuff continues to develop.
Absolutely.
So that wraps up our deep dive into the world of drones over Damascus and the broader implications of this game-changing technology.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's been a real pleasure.
Likewise.
And we'll catch you next time for another deep dive into the most pressing issues of our time.
Sounds good.
See ya.
Bye.